This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. In Assam, the flood situation aggravated further during the last 24 hours as it spread to 5 more districts, and over 5 lakh people are now reeling under the deluge across 21 districts. More than 1,250 villages of 64 revenue circles affected by flood and over 12,600 hectares of crop areas have been damaged across the state. According to the Assam State Disaster Management Authority, 11 people have lost their lives due to the devastating floods and landslides so far. Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke to Assam Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma over phone and inquired about the current flood situation in the state. The Prime Minister expressed concern and assured full support from the central government for relief and rehabilitation efforts. We have more from a correspondent.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi today took stock of the flood situation in Assam from Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma, assuring full support from the central government for relief and rehabilitation efforts. The Chief Minister briefed the Prime Minister on how continuous rainfall in Assam and adjoining states has led to flooding and which impacted many lives. He also apprised the Prime Minister of the relief operation undertaken by the state government. The Chief Minister reached Kasar district this morning to take stock and assess the flood situation in the worst hit Barak Valley region. He visited several relief camps and interacted with the people. Aminul Hazuddar, Akashvani News, Guwahati.
The Prime Minister also spoke to Sikkim Chief Minister Prem Singh Tamang on the situation in North Sikkim after massive landslides struck the army camp at Chaten in Lachen. Mr. Tamang extended his gratitude for the Prime Minister's concern. The Indian Air Force, IAF, has launched rescue and relief operations in Sikkim as the northeastern state reels under the landslides and floods following heavy rainfall in the region. The IAF has rescued first batch of civilians stranded from Chaten, North Sikkim. We have more from a correspondent.
The Sikkim government and central agencies are putting all out efforts to evacuate stranded tourists at Lassen as well as restore communication. NDRF teams with well-equipped machinery have been placed into evacuation missions. 2 helicopters with 34 persons landed safely at Pakyong Airport this morning. Efforts are on to rescue all the remaining tourists. There were reports of multiple landslides at Lassen, due to which road connectivity was badly affected. Chief Secretary of Sikkim, R. Telang, held a high-level review meeting at Gangtok to assess the current situation at Mangan district and instructed all concerned agencies to provide all possible support. Manas Padim Sharma, Akashvani News, Gangtok.
In Arunachal Pradesh, incessant heavy rain has disrupted normal life across the state. According to the State Department Disaster Management, 12 people have lost their lives in rain-related incidents till yesterday evening. The Met Department has issued an orange alert over northeast India. IMD scientist Dr. R.K. Jenamani told Akashvani News that heavy to very heavy rainfall will continue over the northeastern states for the next 2 days.
The current heavy rainfall spell over mainly northeastern state is still continuing, but the intensity has been reduced substantially. And during last 24 hours, the heavy rainfall mainly confined to the area of Meghalaya. And in the weather warning, mainly northeast India, we have given heavy to very heavy rainfall for next 24 hours, covering Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya, NMMT, mainly Meghalaya, Tripura, and Manipur and Mizoram will be heavy to very heavy rainfall for today.
The Uttar Pradesh government has approved 20% reservation for former Agni Veers in direct recruitment for the posts of police, constables, provincial armed constabulary, PSC, mounted police and firemen. The decision was taken in a cabinet meeting chaired by Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath today with the aim of providing post-service employment opportunities to youth who have served under the Agnipath scheme. The benchmark domestic equity indices today ended with losses of around 0.7%, extending the losing streak for the third straight session, weighed down with sell-off across most sectors. The 30-share index of the Bombay Stock Exchange Sensex shed 636 points. Indian Premier League IPL 2025 is all set to get its new winner today, as Royal Challengers Bengaluru and Punjab Kings will clash for the title at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.